Blog Talk Radio.
Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these airways and skyways, bringing unto you the divine word of God as I know it to be. I thank and praise God for allowing me this podium, this opportunity, coming to your workspace, into your living room area, then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful time at Mass, various churches that you attended on today, and I know that God met you there. And I just want you to get you a good seat, get comfortable, get you a cushion to position your posture, get your chip, your dip, your ice cream, your soda, whatever your preference is. I want you to get your iPads, your pad, your paper, your pen, your digital devices, whatever you have that you would like to be a part of the program and write down some of the key scriptures that I'll be giving out tonight. And your presence is warranted. It's appreciated. And may God bless you, you, and you around the world. God said in his word that he blesses a cheerful giver. And you might say, well, Overseer Ward, I'm not giving you any monetary, you know, as far as giving is concerned, but God just tell us to give. May it be monetary or not. Maybe just your time is all that is required. Whatever you render unto another, we are pilgrims on this journey. Whatever you render unto me, it will be returned back to you. What volume or magnitude, I don't know. But I do know this, that God said in his word that he blesses a cheerful giver. So if just your time is what you have to offer, I welcome your time. So we now are going to go and we're going to give condolences prayer at this time. And I know that a lot of you that has lost loved ones within the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, the last 12 hours, the last 6 hours, the last 4 hours, the last hour, the last 30 minutes, a second ago, a moment ago. But this is just to let you know that you are not alone and that God has people all around this planet and they are called ministers. They are called pilgrims, journeymen, men and women that's on the battlefield for God. And we're all united as one. And when you hurt, we hurt as well. If we are living by the divine word of God, when you are sad, I'm sad in your sad hour as well. When you're happy, I'm happy in the triumph of times along with you, and vice versa. So just want you to know that you're not alone, that God is walking with you every step of the way. And when you only saw one set of footprints, that's when God lifted you up and carried you. So I want you to just be blessed. May God keep you. May God restore restoration unto your soul. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to now go quickly into our intro prayer. And I know that time is running rapidly, but we're going to try to get as much as we can, as much as God allows. So we're going to go right now into our intro prayer. And I'm asking all of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart on this evening. Sovereignty of your love unmeasured, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for gathering us in unity once again around the spectrum, God. For we know that this planet that we're now residing on is not our permanent destination. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you all tonight, God, to anoint these lips of clay, to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm also asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement as words of wisdom. To those of you that are hurting deep down in the epitome of your soul, these and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And we're asking you now to get out your notepads, your pens and your paper and your digital devices, and we're now going to go on into a live service that's already in progression as we speak. And our sermon on tonight entitled, Angry Floods, Waters of Life. I'm going to say that one more time. Angry Flood, Waters of Life. And we're going to take our first key scripture, and it reads like this. It says, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 93:3. Our second key scripture reads like this. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 99:6. Our third and final key scripture on tonight reads like this. They departed rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 5:41. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that sometime in this earthly life that we're living right now, we know that trials and tribulations will come upon us unexpectedly. Hallelujah. Like an atom bomb. It hits us. And sometimes it knocks us for a flip, a spiritual flip. And so we know that in this life, God told us that we will go through trials. We will go through tribulations. We will go through hardships and hard times. We will have setbacks. We have just put-offs and indifferences with family members and co-workers and colleagues and business partners, long-time friends, long-time acquaintances. You will have trouble in this life. We know that trouble come our way according to the law of Psalms 93. And in religion, it's waves that surge and pound against our souls. Break upon them in furious force. We know that the floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voices. They are defending yet above the tempest. We hear the psalmist refrain that the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Indeed, the Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty and strength. He sits as king, and he exalted higher than the waves that rises above us, deeper than their miserable depth, greater than their strongest surge. We know that the storm is in his high, all-powerful hands. We know that the world is established so that I cannot be moved, and you cannot be moved. We cannot be moved. They cannot be moved. For his rule over it was established long ago. He ruled the raging of the sea. The wind and the sea obeyed him. That's coming out of the law of Mark 4:37-41. And I'm here to tell you all tonight that he still speaks, and they are still. I know that some of you might be facing tonight. Some of you have been given a pink slip. You have been laid off your job. Some of you have been given a disturbing doctor report. But I want to encourage you to remain optimistic, because we know that there's a God, and he is known the world over to be the greatest physician. We know he to be a healer. We know that he can open the blinded eyes. We know that he is able to allow the lame to walk and a mute person to begin to speak. We know that God can do anything, but that's just one thing, absolutely positively, one thing he just cannot, will not do. And that, my friend, my sister, and my brother, and you alike, is fail. We might fall. We fall short of the glory and honor of God. But Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, soon coming Messiah, is one spiritual deity that just cannot, will not fail. Hallelujah. So I want you to be encouraged on tonight. I want to speak encouragement into your heart and spirit on tonight. Hallelujah. We know that the storm will not last forever in your life. Yet while it rages, you can cling to the Lord's promises of love and faithfulness, for his testimonies are very sure. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 93:5. We know that waves of trouble and grief may sweep over you and I, but you will not be swept away. We know that he is able to keep you and I from stumbling. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Jude 24. And our Father in heaven is holding your and mine in our hand. And when weak or tired or ill, when storms are fierce and raging, just hear his voice that speaks, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Hallelujah. When adversity is ready to strike us, then God is most ready to strengthen us. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to be encouraged on tonight. Whatever you might be going through, just know that you got a God that can do anything. You can go back next week and have a different doctor report. The doctor will come back and tell you we cannot find anything on the x-rays. We don't know what happened, but we cannot find those elements that we spoke to you about last week. We cannot find them. We have any binding. Why? Because Jesus Christ has erased them. When God hung out on Calvary Cross over 2,000 light years ago, and he said to his Father, it is finished. It is finished. God take him 39 stripes for your healing and my healing and our healing. And by his 39 stripes, you are healed. You can claim your healing. It's in your tongue. Hallelujah. I'm feeling good on tonight. Hallelujah. I want to bring you words of encouragement, because I want you to be blessed and I want you to be encouraged. And we know that when King David, he looked back on his life, he remembered some of the painful experience. We read in the law of Psalms 40, and he recalled one especially severe difficulty of time when he felt as if he had sunk deep into the miry clay. And in this despair, David kept pleading with God for deliverance. And graciously enough, the Lord answered his desperate cries and lifted him out of the horrible pit. He set his foot on a solid ground. And I would suspect no wonder that David broke out into his hymn of praise and gratitude. And as you and I look back on our own lives, I want to ask you a question. Do you, can you, will you remember any experience when you felt as if you had fallen into a pit? Perhaps it was the pit of failure, the pit of bereavement, the pit of painful illness, the pit of dark and doubt, the pit of some persistent sin. Did you keep crying out to God? And did he mercifully deliver you? If so, are you still praising the Lord for that answer to your cry of thankfulness, thanking him for his grace? And are you now walking with him in obedience and fellowship? You can confidently trust the Lord to help you in whatever experience come your way. In these days ahead, I'm encouraging you to rejoice that in his time, he can and he will bring you through, and he will bring you out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Why must I bear these pains? I cannot tell. I only know my Lord does all things well. So I trust in God, my all in all. For he will bring me through wherever befalls. God can bring showers of blessings out of your storm of adversity. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know that in our angry floods of waters of life, that's our sermon on tonight, we know that we can rely on God's word. When all else fails, I'm encouraging you to trust God. Take him at his word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he a son of man that he should repent. So we know that God's word is true. And just imagine for a moment that you are driving through the desert and you know that you don't have your digital device where it can tell you which way to go, whether to go north, south, east, and west, whether to back up or keep on going. You don't have that at your fingertips at this time. But we know that the Lord, he displays his power and his grace at an inappropriate time or place. But he always provides you and I with a way of escape according to the difficulties of the hour. He does not impart strength until it is needed. We shudder when we think of what some of God's children are enduring at this time because of their faithfulness to the Savior. Many have chosen the path of intense suffering rather than following the line of least resistance. I wonder, hallelujah, would we do the same? Of course, the Lord does not ask us to make such a commitment before it is necessary. And we can be sure that when we suffer for his sake, we can go into the law of Philippians 1 and 29. He will provide whatever we need to endure the pain. In that service of Jesus Christ, we can take one step at a time with him. We can be confident that whether we come to a dried up clutch, a surging river, the Lord bridge of grace will be just right to allow us safe passage to the other side. Hallelujah. We know that each day God sends his loving aid to strengthen you and I. We need to use today to supply and let tomorrow be. God give enough grace for each trial that you and I face. And I want to just say this before ending. I know that there's a whole lot that's going on in our world today. There's a whole lot of us that's losing our lives for the sake of the gospel. But I want you to know this one thing, those of us that remain, that God will tell us, whoever lose his or her life, for my sake, for God's sake, for the gospel's sake, you shall find it. And not only that, but you have a front row seat. That's a VIP seat. And it guarantees you front row center seat of God's judgment. That means that you are guaranteed interest into the kingdom of heaven. Whenever you lose your life for the sake of the gospel, you have not lost it, but you have gained eternity with Jesus. And I am just reminded again on this time last week, we lost a mighty fortress, a mighty voice, a power for man of God. And that was Minister Monroe and his wife and the nine other recipients that was following along with him on the plane. You know that the word of God tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And you know you can't look to a better and a greater life. After this life, we have another life. And that is the eternal life of either eternal life with God or eternal life of hell and damnation. We will be judged, God's word say, according to our works, may it be good or bad. We're going to be judged. And so, whomever have lost their lives for the sake of the gospel, you have not lost it, but you have gained eternal life. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ford, P.O. Box 1600. Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. If you have any prayer petitions, the numbers to the studio on your monitor, and the numbers are 646-200-4444. I'm sorry, that is my number. The number to call into the station is 646-200-3074-877-598-8654. That number again is 646-200-3074-877-598-8654. You're welcome to call in if you have any prayer petitions, have any testimony that you would like to share with us. You are welcome to call in at this time. And if not, we're going to change the dimension of this service. We're going to bring you now Hymns of Zion to just encourage your spirit and bring you joy at this time of sadness that you might be experiencing in your life, in the life of your loved ones. So until we meet again, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're now going into our hymns of Zion. Be blessed. May God bless you, you and you. Till we meet again. Bye for now.
Thank you. Love all my enemies.
Let me make me
Yeah.